How can you make a difference in the world? I mean, having good intentions is all well and good, but making a sustained positive impact demands more than that. It calls for tools. And here to share some of them with us is Jacob Harold, author of the new book, The Toolbox: Strategies for Crafting Social Impact. Jacob works as a consultant to nonprofits and is the founder of Candid, an organization devoted to transparency in philanthropy. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Social change is possible even in a chaotic world. War, pandemic, climate crisis, the challenges of the moment can feel overwhelming. But let us remember that history is a story of change. Over the centuries, people have tried to build a better world, and they have succeeded. Poverty is down, life expectancy is up. We can take once inconceivable rights for granted. We have a long way to go, but let us begin with a recognition that social change is possible. This hope is not just abstract. Consider the resources devoted to building a better world. In the United States alone, 13 million people are employed by nonprofit organizations. Their full-time job is to make the world better. Millions more in business and government are fully devoted to using their profession as a lever towards impact. Depending on how you count, more than $30 trillion is currently invested in funds oriented towards social impact. In the US alone, people donate, just give away, $500 billion each year toward the social good. The institutional infrastructure is in place as well. Estimates have suggested as many as 10 million nonprofit organizations around the world. Another 10 million social enterprises. Humanity has built a collective machine for doing good. How will we use it? Number two, we have an abundance of tools. Let's take stock of them. For centuries, people have studied and refined the art of strategy in war, politics, business. The airport bookstore is a battlefield of these ideas. Black swans load their weapons, lean startups strap on their boots, tipping points clean their scopes, and sustainability claims the high ground. And along the way, these kinds of ideas have been applied as frameworks for building a better world. They provide the strategic logic for the millions of people doing good in that world. I call these ideas tools. Some are ancient. Storytelling, markets, mathematical modeling. Others have been refined over recent years. Design thinking, behavioral economics, complex system science. Each is rich and useful. And altogether, we face an embarrassment of riches. Embarrassing in its confusion and contradiction. Rich with insights and value. Number three. If all you have is a hammer, you know what happens. This explosion of strategic frameworks is a gift, but it also can be overwhelming. Where to start? In a bit of strategic irony, many social change agents have responded to this abundance by picking a single tool and viewing the entire world solely through its lens. This is the hammer's curse. Hammers are useful, but if all you have is a hammer, the whole world looks like a nail. If you bring a single framework to tackle complex problems facing the world today, you will fail. Instead, leaders must cycle through a range of different tools and bring together multiple perspectives. In the toolbox, I explore 9 of these tools. That's not a magic number. There are other ways to organize this abundance of strategic insight. And in a changing world, we'll need to add more tools over time. But first, let us reap the wisdom that the centuries have sown. Number four, the ethical is the strategic. How do we stay grounded amid such complexity and such abundance? What is the anchor we use to maintain our connection, our stability, our discipline? The answer is simple. Ethics. We all need a way to think about right and wrong. Ethical behavior can yield strategic value. Compassion yields listening. Listening yields insight. Curiosity yields openness. Openness yields trust. Courage yields clarity, and clarity yields focus. In fact, there's hard evidence for the strategic value of ethical behavior. Consider the most famous model in game theory, the prisoner's dilemma. I discuss it in detail in the toolbox. Suffice it to say that in isolation, the winning strategy in the prisoner's dilemma is to betray your partner. But life is not in isolation. We interact with people over time and in a complex context. And rigorous mathematical analysis has shown that the winning strategy for a repeated prisoner's dilemma is, in fact, deeply ethical. Begin with generosity. If betrayed, hold your partner accountable. Once they cooperate, forgive them. Wielded well, ethics yields effectiveness. Number 5, no numbers without stories, no stories without numbers. Impact equals quantity times quality. A job training program might describe their legacy as the number of graduates multiplied by the average quality of their experience. Now, that quality is not easily measured. It's an amalgam of discrete factors like job placement rates with human factors like dignity and compassion. So, social change requires both the quantitative and the qualitative. Any fundraiser will tell you that donations are in response to stories. Any sociologist will tell you that numbers matter when it comes to equity, poverty, or health. The tools explored in the toolbox reflect this multiplicity. The chapters on storytelling and mathematical modeling explore the quantitative and the qualitative in their pure form. But the intersection of these two extends to other tools. Community organizing is most effective when it's disciplined with arithmetic. People count when they are counted. Complex systems exist when there is a qualitative change from one level of quantitative analysis to another. Throughout the work of social good, we see an interplay between words and numbers, between experience and existence. What could be more human than that?
Thank you, Jacob. That was Jacob Harold with 5 big ideas from The Toolbox, Strategies for Crafting Social Impact. For another take on making big change in the world, check out our book bite for What We Owe the Future by Will McCaskill. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.